A Barry woman accused of driving while impaired and running into a group of pedestrians in the city's South End last month was back in court today for an update on her bail status. Cassie Korzenko, 32, is scheduled to have the matter brought back to video remand court on Tuesday, January 10 at 9 a.m. for another update. Korzenko appeared in court via video link from Penetanguishene Central North Correctional Center, CNCC. On Friday concerning the Salvation Army's specialized bail beds. Korzenko is now fifth in line on the program's waitlist. Korzenko has been in custody since the December 1 crash when three people suffered serious injuries after being struck by a vehicle near Mapleview Drive and Bayview Drive before that night's Barry Colts game. She has been charged with three counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm. Barry police say the vehicle involved in the crash was traveling south on Bayview Drive, struck the pedestrians and then collided with two other vehicles, whose occupants were uninjured. Korzenko was arrested at the scene and taken to hospital. The three pedestrians were on their way to the Ontario Hockey League game as part of an excursion with Empower Simcoe, an organization which provides services to people with physical and intellectual disabilities. All three were airlifted to a Toronto trauma center following the crash. One suffered serious and potentially life-threatening injuries. Empower Simcoe had confirmed one of the victims, a 52-year-old woman, works with the organization. The two others, men aged 53 and 44, both receive support from the Empower Simcoe and have also been involved with Special Olympics. On Thursday, an Empower Simcoe spokesperson said that all three victims are on the mend and no longer in Toronto Hospital. Community support worker Melanie Smith is recovering at home. Jeff Janes is at Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre, RVH, as is the second person supported by Empower Simcoe, whose identity is not being disclosed. Both men are continuing to improve in their recovery.